Welcome from Nadia.
My baby don't care for
Welcome to Lunaria.
Cars and races. My baby don't care for. I don't
play. Welcome to this platform for women and everyone who's interested in women. Our lives, our body, mind, organism.
My baby don't care, no.
Welcome, welcome from Oroville.
My baby's care.
Welcome to join me each Tuesday at 10:30 Indian Standard Time or any other time zone where you are. Welcome to listen to the podcast if you can't catch the live session on Oroville Radio. And again, we go on with our work of analysis and in-depth about the woman's cycle, her phases, her energies, her archetypes. And specifically, there's the fourth one that's missing. We've been diving into the follicular phase with the inner girl archetype. We've been diving into the ovulatory phase, the full moon of our cycle, and the inner mother, inner creative woman. And lately, we've also talked about the premenstrual, luteal, alchemical animal sexual woman for finally stepping into the dark moon of the cycle, the darkness, deep and dark, something that scares many people, especially those who don't bleed, who can't have this physical experience of menstruation. Yes, we're talking about menstruation, menstrual phase. That phase that happens every month in a woman's body for many, many years, for decades, from menarche, the first bleeding during the early teenage time or pre-teenage time, all the way to the perimenopausal shift, when the bleeding starts to be less regular and gradually stops and leaves space for other experiences. But before that time, we said that there is a long time, like it's up to when we're 11, 12, 13, somehow, you know, menarche can happen anytime soon between 10 and 15 year old usually, but can also be sooner or later according to specific variations in any case. All the way to 45, 50, 55, the average age of perimenopause, so the time where you cease bleeding for at least 1 year, is 53 in Western countries. In India, it depends a lot about on the level of nourishment, of physical nourishment, and on the economical status, on how we feed ourselves. So it can happen earlier if our body is not nourished enough. It can happen later if our body is nourished enough and more than enough. But anyway, around the 50-year-old, we seize the menstrual time. So we have something like 30, 40 years of constant monthly bleeding. It's something that occurs every month, like every month the moon turns dark. And we don't see any more in the sky. That's the new moon, the first moon day of the lunar month. This is a time where obviously there's no much light. And there's no much light, so there's no much need for looking outside. no need and no possibility, because there is no light. So you don't need to do that, and you don't want to do that, to go out and do too much activity that are extroverted. It's literally a time to go inward, introverted time. It's a phase of the month where obviously our hormones, our progesterone and estrogen, have a drop down. So the inner messengers of the body that were giving indications of produce that, enhance that, give more water, create the nest, create the little oocyte, the little egg cell, do that, do this other thing, and blah, 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 now stop their work. They don't want to work anymore. They have a general drop, and everything is ready to rest. Everything is ready to die. Yes, we die. We die every month, each and every month, each and every menstrual month, each and every lunar month, we experience death. That's why probably recently population has not been so comfortable with it, because death is something that our current societies don't like very much. It's not very productive. You know, death is not so productive. It's something that you have to be in peace with. But on the other hand, we pretend and demand to be young forever. We don't want to age. We want to be forever on. And in this, the Eastern cultures are much better, because there is a deeper contact with the elderly and with the fact of aging itself as a sacred thing to honor, because they're closer to death, closer to meeting the divine in a way, and becoming one and going through the cycle of incarnation, etc., etc. As far as the death experience is occurring in the menstrual cycle, well, yes, it's something is literally dying. So the endometrium, the old endometrium, that is, I remind you, the internal lining of your womb, is being released. So it's discharged, it's breaking up, and the tissue literally comes out. It's dead, and it's blood. So it's blood being released through the cervical opening all the way down into the vaginal canal. Cervical opening, do you remember your cervix? That organ that connects your uterus with your vagina. Vagina being the internal channel to access the vastity of your womb. So the cervix is that organ that controls the opening of the closure of the whole reproductive system in relationship with the outer world. So it keeps on closing and opening according to a rhythm, a cyclical pattern and rhythm that releases the blood out. So when we bleed, we don't have the physical, you know, sensation of tap water running down all the way, all the time, for 24 hours and 7 days constantly. No, it's not like that. It's actually more refined, and if you connect with it, you will realize that your cervix opens up more or less every 40 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour. It depends on what you're doing, but if you're in a rest position, in relaxing and doing no much work, giving the space and time for your body to bleed, there you experience a cervical opening for maybe 5 minutes, where you will have the release, the flow of the blood coming out for these 5 minutes or so. And then again, the cervix will close up and the endometrium will go on deteriorating and creating more blood to release, to let go of. So we have collagen, iron, water, blood, everything, the remains of the endometrium, everything that used to be is now transformed into menstrual blood, releasing through the vaginal canal all the residues of that now have no function, so no reason to remain inside the uterus. It's dead. There's no reason to keep it in. You need to let it go. You need to die. You need to let it die. So this rest and also this delivery time is perceived by our bodies, perceived especially by the hypothalamus, the gland in the head center that regulates the hormonal functions. So this one will send the new messengers, new hormones, again to start a new cycle. So this end of the cycle corresponds to the beginning of a new one, as well as the new moon is the end of the last cycle of the previous cycle and the beginning of a new lunar cycle. It's a time of deep retreat. It's like a winter. It's not that hot. I mean, physically it is hot because the blood, when we have a bleeding, especially if you consider it from the Ayurvedic point of view, any kind of wound and bleeding has a hotter temperature, and the body is hotter physically in the area where this is occurring. But on the same time, emotionally, energetically, you're in a winter, you're in a cold state. There is no much energy to create in this time. You just let it happen and you observe what happens. It's a time of darkness, of kind of cave, you know, like a tomb, something deep inside, a lot of internal movement rather than external. And internal is like into the belly, into the hara, or in the tantien, or in bastimarma. You know, you can call it any way, according to the medicine you want to follow, the energy language you want to follow, might be Chinese, Indian, Western, whatever. But anyone agrees with the fact that this is an important energy center for the body. It is a center. It is a center. The center that regulates the movement of legs, of the upper trunk also. So there is a big experience occurring there. And the rest of us, the rest of the body, is acknowledging, it's feeling this, is receiving the message. Internally, a woman's consciousness goes through a shift. It goes through a shift also as far as vision is concerned, as far as her wisdom is concerned. There is suddenly a kind of clarity when you see things for what they really are. Because there is no light, external light, that illuminates and gives you an altered perspective. It's really dark, so you can see things for what they are by touching them, by sensing them, by smelling them, by connecting with that presence. It's the awakening of our internal vision, our internal wisdom. It's a very esoteric time of a woman, and a lot of focus also on the spiritual connection, on the communion with everything, this intensity, this high sensitivity inside, and sometimes also the desire to rest longer, to sleep more, to also by feeling certain pains and aches in the body that drives your attention, guide your attention towards a more internal concentration. Your body is asking for your attention internally, and you're slow mentally. The processes are very slow. With mentally I mean intellectually, actually. So it's not a time where you're good at staying at a computer for hours writing papers or watching videos and correcting, doing things, you know, complicated stuff. It's better to be into a quiet space of introspection, because your body requires that in this time. The whole of your body is resting. The whole of you is giving all energy to the womb in order to send the blood out. So even the other organs are accepting to receive less blood in order to nourish the womb area and to let the menstrual time happen, the release of the menstrual flow happen. This means that your brain will be less active. The digestive system will be less active. That's why we say don't eat too much during menstruation. Eat things that are easy to digest, because your digestive system is not at their best. They want to be a little quieter. And stay connected with the interior, with the instinct, with this absorption towards the oracle tendency that a woman's body can have. You know, you may have heard of oracles, and here I connect with the archetypal energy because that's the interest of this program, of this session. So it's like, what is the energy of the phase? We all know what it is physically because we experience it for months and months and years and decades. But what is it about? What it is, this thing of a woman being in her personal moon, as someone says. This is an altered state of consciousness. It's not something that people who don't blink can't really understand. That's why I think it's important to speak about it. Also to let them feel and see that it's not an illness, it's not a disease, it's nothing wrong. It's just extremely feminine. And the whole of our society is extremely masculine. Therefore, it might be hard to understand from the categories we use to work in the society. This is pretty out, pretty off the grid. Like, it's not normal for the normal we have as a normal. So you say it's an altered state of consciousness where she has the ability to see beyond the physical eye, beyond what the physical eyes show. It's a deep wisdom. It's a high, as the sensitivity is extremely high, you're allowed to perceive all the finer aspects of daily life, the true nature of things and subjects and objects and people and concepts and situations. You suddenly understand that certain choices you took were not wrong or were not right because you have an internal clarity. And this can't be explained mentally. It just happens. It just happens by itself. In the ancient times, the pythoness or the oracle women were, you know, for example, in the Greek culture, ancient Greek culture, they used their oracular powers exactly during their menstrual bleeding because these women knew the capacity of perception that develops in those days. And they practice things like food and sexual fasting in those days in order to carry out their task, to be only in and deeply in contact with this power. Each one of these women chose her oracular instrument that could have been, you know, through the word or the vision or the smell or the sensing, the hearing, depends on which of the five senses was more developed. But the energy in all of them came from within their uterus, within the woman's energy center, main energy center. So when we bleed, the hormonal energy movement we are experiencing is comparable only to the rising tide of full moon days. This energetic movement connects us with the energetic compass of the universe itself. And thus we enter the magical universal rhythm, the same rhythm in with which we, the earth, water, seas, and everything that has a life around moves. And it's by getting in tune with the universal rhythm that we can perceive the purest messages, the true messages. This is something that we aim to any day, especially people who practice yoga, integral yoga, or have a deep connection with spirituality. We want to be in tune with these purest messages. We want to be in tune with the universal rhythm. How come it is so hard in the rest of the month? How come life gives us the possibility to do it easier during the menstrual time? That's interesting. It's like an extra power for me. It's like, you know, a little help from the divine for you to access the world that you couldn't be in tune with if you didn't have periods. There's a great difference between women and other genders and men and other genders. This wisdom, this deep connection with this rhythm, the rhythm of a woman, is extremely in contact with the rhythm and the energy of elderly, of people who are old, people who have grown up fully. So the archetype of the old woman, of the grandmother, of the wise woman, the curandera in South American Spanish context, where the old woman is the one who heals, the one who who drives you through the healing process, the ones who help you from her wisdom, which is not coming from a book, is not coming from writing, but from a different kind of knowledge, an internal knowledge, the wisdom she has. So it's also interesting to associate the menstrual phase to the phase of menopause and postmenopausal time of a woman. When a woman is wise and old and mature enough to be able to give advices and tell what's the truth, as she has experienced, you know, she knows what she's speaking about. We like to refer to this phase of a woman's life, menopause and postmenopausal time, as the phase of fullness, because it's the time of withdrawal of the menstrual blood. And yes, there is a withdrawal, but whatever used to be offered to the earth as a possibility of cleansing and healing now remains within and is held as energy and wisdom for a woman herself. So this energy that the body used to use for processing eggs, endometrium, menstruation and other things is now recycled in the body and mind, and is used for higher functions of creativity, knowledge, wisdom, personal development, skills, etc. That's the link with it. The fact that this woman, this old woman, is wiser, she's mature, and she can use this energy to complete important processes for herself and for the world, for the community, for the society. That's why we refer to the menstrual time as a time with deep connection with the community and society. But it's not the connection we used to have before. It's not the masculine, extroverted connection of making action, of doing stuff. It's the time of internal connection and being at disposal by being connected within, by getting in tune with this wisdom. And then after a day, or 2 days, or 3 days, or depending on how long you cycle and how long it takes for you to tap into this wisdom, later on then you can deliver this and you can tell, look, I've been meditating upon it and I know that this is not right or this is wrong, whatever. It depends. It's the oracle time. And also physically, you know, the connection with death, with dying, with letting die, letting whatever was held inside die, is deeply connected with the fact that a mature woman is stepping gradually and slowly towards death, towards her own physical death. So thanks to this same energy, all women have the opportunity to enjoy these same benefits during the fertility phase. So you don't need to get to menopausal time to experience wisdom. You can do that every 28 days or any 25, any 30, depending on how long your cycle is, when your bleeding begins. And you experience this death life cycle the same ways as your wise women do. So by letting our blood flow, we free our physical, mental, and spiritual body from everything that could not have been in this cycle, and everything that causes pain or fear, something that holds us back. This is the time of letting go, of cleansing. And the other link is that this blood that we release is connected with the people who were before, with the lineage, with the grandmothers, as we kind of awaken this inner grandmother. The people who were before might be more in contact with you in that time. Check it out and you let me know if this makes sense. Anyway, another thing that it's really common and it's not okay is the theme of pain. So it is normal to feel a little pain. It's normal that, you know, when we feel death, we are in a mourning. We are in a mourning for the loss. And at the same time, we kind of mourn the egg that was not fertilized, even if it's not conscious, even if we were not looking for a pregnancy. there's a physical sensation of death that has to be processed. And it's not that it's something you process in a second. It may take a day or even longer. So we need to tap into the fact that during the cycle, something went to a deterioration and detached from us. Physically, the endometrium, but energetically and in other words, our desires, our projects, our relationships, you know, all this generates some pain in a way. But cramps, extremely strong cramps, that's not okay. You know, okay, it's true that pain is part of happiness and death is part of life, but life should not be full death, as well as happiness should not be just constellated by constant pain. So long cramps and intense, and with intense and long, I mean longer than 20-30 minutes and too frequent, too many times a day, for many days, that's not okay. There's something to address. There's something that has to be taken into account and healed. And you may want to know that the whole of your body is involved in the menstrual cycle. All your organs, all your emotions. So you're delivering whatever has happened in the past month. All the food you had. So if you had food that aggravates your liver or your kidneys or your lung, it depends, you know, on what you had. That will be shown by your blood. And in the same way, also your emotions. If you couldn't process some strong emotions like anger or sadness, and you're still kind of processing or kind of expressing but not really worked it out, then your blood will tell you that there's something wrong. And this can occur through pain or through many other symptoms that can happen in the menstrual phase, like clots or disorder in the timing of the bleeding that can be too long, too short, spotting, etc., etc. We have so many symptoms we could talk about. But I'm going to deal with symptomatology and how to prevent all this in a specific time. With this one, I just want to, you know, to focus on this oracle capacity we have, on this inner grandmother, inner wise woman who is awake every month. Check it out. Try and contact her and see how it goes, which messages come to you. Enjoy, and looking forward to the next time, next Tuesday. Love from Oroville.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby and races, my baby don't care for. Hot tone, please. Liz Taylor is not a star high, and even Lana Turner's smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't care.
my baby don't care for shows, and he don't even care for clothes. He cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. Baby don't care for, he don't care for high-toned places. Liz Taylor is not the star, and even Liberace's smile, something he can't see. Something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for.
This is Orville Radio.